Wellfield.
Tingy? Kevin?
Yeah, I saw him in Macy's like 2 days ago.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call the Cache Mosquito Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting to order September or October.
Nope, we're September.
September 20. Hold on. What day is it? September 25th, 2025 at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hansen representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Kermit Price, Millville.
David Wittemalaga.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
Paul James, Hiram.
Dave Coons, Providence.
Ned Simford, Lewiston.
Brian Myers, Mendon.
Duncan Brer, Richmond.
David Gavin, Hyde Park.
Thank you and welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I move we adopt the agenda as written.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
David with a second.
Okay, we have a motion to second. Is there any question or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes from August 28th, 2025 meeting.
I reviewed the minutes and I have no problem with them, so I move to adopt the minutes. Craig Hidalgo.
Paul James, I'll second.
I have a motion to second. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Budget committee report.
We did not print one out just in case these numbers change, so hopefully you guys can see. So we started, this is what Ms. Sierra and I and then the budget committee sat down earlier. So one of my problems right now is we are having a hard time. So this last spring I had five candidates that I got applications, but when I offered them, one of them took it, then a week later said, hey, I got a better job with a little bit more money in what I'm doing. And so what I've done is given the administrative manager and the manager a 5% raise, which is a cost of living, and that's about what we've done every year for the last 15 years, is about a 5%. Actually, last 10, because when I first started, I was hourly. But then with the workers and the larvicide, what I'm moving the for the longest time, it's been 12, the Delta siders have been $12 an hour to about $16 an hour, $17 an hour. But I've got to swing that pendulum the other way. And then, but at the same time, a lot of my Delta siders, which are foggers, they're at the high end. And with that 5%, so I've got some of them who've been with me, like Matt's been with me for 20 years, not with me, but in the mosquito abatement for 20 years. And so he's going to be around $20 now. And so with that, I've increased the adulticides up there. But the workers, is instead of going, they start at $14, I'm going to move them up to, what did I say, 16? I think 16 to 20 the range now, so that we can kind of encourage people. Even then, it's going to be a little bit tougher, but it's just that's why the difference in the especially larvicider, because they work 40 hours a week instead of the 20 that the foggers do. So those two are the biggest differences. Other than that, everything else is at a 5%. So any questions on any of those numbers? Okay. Administration really is the same. We don't know what our capital projects is until Craig's going to go to Matt Regan and check on things where the budget stuff comes in. So like last year, we had a surplus of around 23,000. 22,000. We're going to have about the same this year. We're going to sell 2 4-wheelers, and we got to throw, that would be about $15,000 for both of them, and then $8,000 that we got for the truck that we just sold. So where we need to put that so that we can start adding that into our capital projects? Because when Matt does it, if I understand it right, when Matt does it, it just says other
revenue.
And so we're not seeing that in our budget. And we need to look, and that's what Craig's going to find out, is where can we pull that other revenue to put it into our capital improvement, capital projects, things like that. So 20,000 there. Everything else is except for website. The website... this year, last year we had it at 2,000 and then it came back to 2,500. So, but with the new ADA requirements for websites and government sites, Sierra has been working. We've tried Adobe because with the school district, I have the Adobe platform, and we've tried to do that where you make your, what are these called?
PDFs,
but it's got to be ADA compliant. So in other words, if somebody goes in and says, read this to me, they can click on a button, it will read it to them. And so we thought the Adobe would work through my my school account, but she's spent a lot of time. So Streamline does that with a push of a button for $50 a month. So what we've done is added that $600 added to that, the $2,500 plus $600 would be $3,100, but just in case, given a $400 budget or buffer there. And so that's why that's at $3,500. All right. And then chemicals, my adult aside, I have two totes of malathion left, so I'm buying one tote of malathion. And then most of that, 48,000, is because of the control that I'll need to buy. So that came down significantly from last year. And then larvicide, I've got quite a bit left, but one of the things that one of the products that is really good with the drone is called Natural RG30. It's about $830 a bag, but it's spherical and small enough and less weight that the drone will do a better coverage, but it won't drain the battery as much and as fast. So instead of getting like 15 to 20 bags, I'm increasing that to 30 bags so that we'll get more bang for the buck really with the drone. And the drone will stay out longer because it's not draining that battery faster. So that's why I want to go to that. Where the other is a corn cob. It's a little bit heavier than this, but it doesn't spread as evenly as the G30. And so the G30 is more for the drone itself. And then the Vectomax and stuff like that will be for the four-wheelers and things like that. And so but it's still less than last year. And then, again, 20,000 towards operations. Fuel stays the same, the lease and payment. And then I did add this year we were about $2,500 for the building, so I put another $500 into that for the maintenance. And then the operations site, just in case, $500 more with that. Other than that, we hope the UPDES permit actually will be taken. It's Celeste Malloy. I talked about this a couple of months ago. Celeste Malloy has, within about four other representatives, has put in a bill, but as you know, the politics in the United States government is, there's a lot of bickering, and this would be a low man on the totem pole type of thing. So we'll see, but it's still in there with that. And then the last one. So the last 2 years, I've bought a brand new fogger because we need to. Our foggers are getting old enough that the maintenance on them isn't rough, because we do really well at maintenance every year, but they're 15 to 20 years old, some of them. So we're getting new ones. The last 2 years, I've got two of them, one for each year, but I've got enough. If you notice, the total is less than what we had last year, and that's with the equipment. So I am. Instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm going 1, 2, and then want to buy the last two this next year. That way they're all about the same age. And then, which can be good and bad because then later on, but I think I could make it that work where we, if we have to, we can work them one at a year. But this will give me all four brand new foggers, and then we've got another 15 to 20 years of being able to. They're, if they're electronically fuel injected, these new ones. So it's a little bit less gas, and they're more proficient in that. So that's why that's a 36,000 ATVs, two of them at 13,000 a piece is 26. And then the handhelds, we bought brand new ones last year, so that significantly brought that down. And usually the 6,500 covers the cost of the software every year that we pay Frontier Precision. And then I just added the larvicide and adulticide equipment is if I need to buy a new backpack spreader or something like that, they're about $1,000 a piece. So just with that. And then the pickup trucks, we got an amortization statement from Bancor, and for all six trucks, it's roughly around $60,000 a year. And so that's why that's there. This is the first time that I've seen that amortization statement. And so it's keep, that is more of a true outlook of what it will be for the each year. And then the USU larvicide development group that we're doing. So it comes in about $6,000 less than last year with that budget. So any questions?
Ned, you looked like you had a question earlier.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
So this is what's going to be proposed next month. This isn't, we don't need a vote on it and everything. This is just to look what it is. So Sierra, after tonight, if you want, she can send this out to everybody on an email that you can look at, and then the budget will be next in October. So if you have any questions.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Manager's report.
The season is about done. Next week will be our last week.
You should have been with me last night. You wouldn't have said that.
I know, and I've said that a few times too, but we're down to, so we don't have to open a brand new barrel or a tote. This is the latest I've almost all ever gone to, but again,
we've almost always had fog or frost by now.
I know, which is fine because my tomatoes are still going. But anyway, our next week will end the last of the totes that are open, basically is what it is. And if we do need to, if somebody complains, we can go out and do some spot treatments, things like that. And we have done that in the past. So, but next week will probably be our last week of fogging for the year. And then we will start putting everything into winterization. We are up to 7 human cases in the valley for West Nile virus. Three of them in, there's a neighborhood right here in Logan, which isn't ours, but three of them are down just south of Supas, and which we're don't know where their mosquitoes are coming from, as I've talked to Rex from Logan City. But we're at 7. I haven't heard anything since last week, which is a good thing. 5 horses, and then about 10 out of our 16 traps have tested positive. So it's been a great year for West Nile virus. And again, it's mostly because of the hot, dry. It's more, the mosquitoes are more concentrated around every the water holes, which brings in the birds. More, and so then the birds are our carriers, and like I mentioned last year, so or last month, I mean, but
that's the duck club. Kind of,
the duck club doesn't have any water.
could we still send out a letter encouraging people to vaccinate their horses like in February-ish?
I can put it on our website, but if sending out a letter, that'd be like
expensive.
But yeah, that would be
our website, and maybe reach out to the radio and stuff. And
yeah,
I can do the best.
Yep.
Also, I'll put it, I can also post it with the public notice website.
Yeah. What's that, Dave? What'd you say?
As a public service announcement.
Yeah, I could do that. I'll put that in.
But it takes so long to get the horses immune, that's when they need to start, really.
But they gotta start, though.
So when would be the best time to send them out? February or March?
February.
February, okay.
Because it's gonna take them a little while to shift gears and get going, but.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if IFA will do the same thing on their bulletin boards and stuff, and Steve Regan's and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Are they? Horse Association or something, like, down there in the county fairground where they're outdoor riding and things like that. Get the word out that way.
Equestrian.
I think the radio's a good thing too, if they'll do it.
Yeah. I've got a contact at the.
I don't think they charge on public service announcements like that.
They like to do stuff like that.
So, I'll put that in a reminder and work on that.
Okay. Can do that. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Is that it?
Thanks, so.
Clerk report.
Nothing much. Just say I need to check. I'll check. But most of you have done your trainings. Even if you haven't, still do them. Even though we're near the end. You're going to have to do them again in January, but.
Maybe start on December 31st and watch it over the New Year's. For
there we go.
Sarah, we did find a solution for the checks going to the Harborside and stuff like that. You want to tell them about that? How we're going to do that?
For
Zion's. They're going to go directly to our account instead of us sending checks.
Do ACH withdrawal.
We're going to do ACH.
Yes, withdrawals. We're going to do ACH basically everything and anything we can do.
And the company that does that, I talked to them, they're more willing to do that as well.
So yeah, with chemicals, we figured, okay. How
is it going with the check writing? Is it a big burden or?
No.
No.
I have it set up, there's an app, so I just downloaded the app. I get text every morning saying you have no ACH.
Pending?
Pending, you have no checks pending, and I just get it every morning. We only had one mishap because I happened to be in Yellowstone and had no service. And then he didn't catch it. So
if I see it, it comes up on mine, and then I just respond to her, or she responds back that it's done, it's cleared.
Yeah.
So you two, kids, we talked about Kerman and I, hi, Jeff. We talked about Kerman and I being on it too, but with you two, do you think it's working fine?
Unless you fire me, then you probably need to do that.
You've been here long enough, so.
So yeah.
We are going to the one item we discussed is we're gonna make one payment to Zion's Bank every year
for a loan,
and we're gonna have that done automatic. But it takes 3 months to get that set up, so we just paid this year's, and then moving on, it'll just automatically come out. But it takes some paperwork, and we're just gonna work through that.
That's that $60,000.
Yeah, for the lease,
right?
For the loan.
Yeah. Alrighty. That it?
Yes, because then the next part leads into the bills.
Okay, review and approve bills.
Okay, so this is where we're standing. PDF as of this morning, or Zion's as of this morning. Uncleared checks, I wrote down whose they were. There's like two. I don't know if you deposited yours, Joe, for your check, but I could double check. I think it was yours.
Commander-in-Chief.
But I could be wrong. I think it was yours. And then there was somebody else that I don't remember who it was. So you're not the only one.
Kevin Tingey?
No, I haven't written checks for him in a long time.
I think I actually cashed mine for a change.
I can't. I know there was at least.
Chastised.
There was two trustees. I need to talk to Brennan.
Well, you look and see, because that's going to bug me now.
Yes, I can double check. I'm pretty sure it was you, but I will look. Brennan needs to do his. And then the new printed checks are that loan art to pay off for the building. Like he said, we're going to set it up so it's automatically pulled out, but because it has to have a it has to have that period. We were too late for this year. So we got those checks in the mail for the loan. Our surveillance for our vials, I've not, that one wasn't bad. One, two, three, and then there's a fourth one. And now I can't place what the, Matt, to pay Matt for being our accountant. That was the fourth one. So yeah, that's what the new printed checks, there's four of them. And that the reason it was so big is because of our loan. So to look to more in depth, we have our personnel for abatement. We have our surveillance supplies, which is our vials that we send to the state to be tested. Our lease, which is every year in September. Maintenance for vehicles. We got Napa's oil sale is going on. So Richard stocked up on our oil, our fuel, our typical operation sites, administration.
I still want to throw up every time I see that Rocky Mountain Power bill.
It's true. Our accountant, Matt, is now paid. Our phones, the travel and training, is big this for because I paid for the special districts conference that's in November. I paid for my hotel and the conference fee. So, and then because I have access to our bank account, there was a fee that came up as $57, which Dave and I think is the payment for the positive pay for that we have to do. I didn't ask where am I putting that in the budget for positive pay.
I would say in administration.
Administration, yeah, that's where
it would
come.
Okay.
Right in with the office supplies.
So do it the supplies wise, because right now we're over in that's this year's. Right now we're over in supplies because of our checks.
Jeez, Dave.
So I can just keep putting it in supplies, so and it will just.
We've got the budget. Because of the capital projects part of it, we've got the money in administrative, but so good still.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so I'll just.
Line items isn't so critical, it's the
no,
overall.
The overall. Yeah. Okay, so I'll put positive pay in office supplies.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So, okay, I think that's what I got for bills.
Well, James, I say we move the bills. Pay them.
Ryan Myers, I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything we need on the budget or on the agenda for next month?
That starts at 7 o'clock next month.
Yes, so the public budget hearing will be at 7, so we'll invite the public to come see our budget, and then we'll do the hearing, do that, close it, and then we'll go right into our regular board meeting and open that.
Do we have to do a, if nobody comes, is there a certain amount of time that you have to schedule and put it on the agenda?
We just always want to lap 10 minutes.
Just an item? Yeah. We don't have to say from 7 to 7:10.
No.
It just says it's hearing
yeah,
at 7.
We can put that down, go from 7 to 7:30. You could do that, but we know it never happens that way. It's 5 minutes
ever comes.
So we could do that.
I thought we had, yeah, we may have. I thought we might. Maybe
we probably
we don't even.
Yeah. Now you say that, I think we do need to specify time.
Yeah.
So I just say budget hearing from 7 to 7:30.
Well,
comes, we just
I don't know it. Because you can't do anything else while that's open.
We catch up on what's going on each individual town.
No, you can't. You close it.
Well, our
yeah, but you have to wait till 7:30.
But we can go to 7:15.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
7:15.
Because they just when I submitted the time, we just said 7. We didn't say it end time. We just said we're going to do it at 7 on this night.
Just say the budget.
Just say it, yeah. We've done it before like that, haven't we? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we have.
And that way it doesn't, it's not two meetings at once and they say, well, they were having the, instead of the budget.
Okay, I see where. So,
we did.
So when I do the, when I make the agenda, or not the agenda, when I make the notice, do 7 for the hearing and like 7:15 for our board meeting.
Don't we have to?
We have to open and close it.
We have to open the board meeting first and then close it and go into the public?
No, you do
open the public hearing.
Okay, all right.
And close it and then go into the board meeting.
Okay, I see where we're.
There was a time when we had a member of the public come just a little bit late. They went to the wrong address, they couldn't find it, and it was still within that time. So we just allowed her to say, I don't know if she had anything to say, she just wanted to listen, or maybe she didn't have something to say.
We had the one guy that came in and goes, oh, well, you guys are fine. I need to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So on the agenda, which is,
Yes, I see what you're saying. Yes. Okay, I will make an. I will do do that. Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Need to adjourn.
Did I hear a motion to adjourn?
Dave Gatherer moved to adjourn.
Dave would second.
All in favor? Say aye. Any opposed? Motion. Chair meeting.
Jeff.
Hey, Paul.
Do you want to see the?
When are you going to get your?